Well, this is always a trick question, right? How you land a role, because it draws upon a bunch of these different skills, all the on-campus jobs that you do while you're a student at York, all the small jobs that you do essentially all across your life. It's your ultimate goal, your ultimate career draws upon each and every aspect of your academic and professional experience. So it's not like one thing would lead you into what you want to be. It's a continuous improvement process where you're just continuously you're looking for new jobs, you're doing different stuff, you're doing internships, you're doing co-ops, you're doing a bunch of things, and you learn different skills from all of this. You build your knowledge base, and then you start applying for what you think you really like. So that's how you do. I did a bunch of jobs on campus. I was a computer lab TA for the computer science and engineering department. I was a webmaster for the sport.yorku.ca, the York Sport and Recreation Department. So a bunch of you have to be constantly engaged in your undergraduate term to learn different jobs, learn different fields, really.
And Ali, how did you land your job at TELUS? Was it something, did you have a connection there? Did you apply online?
No, well, in all honesty, you apply for like hundreds of jobs online and then you get one of them. So that's how it ever works. I applied to jobs online, and I was doing it when I was not even in Canada. And I applied for a business analyst position essentially at TELUS, and they were looking for someone who understood mobile web pages. I had experience as a webmaster at York University, so that sort of gave me some idea of what a mobile web page could look like. So that's how I essentially started.
Great, thank you. Jose?
In my case, I just applied to the company. For instance, Bell Canada, I went to the website, I sent my resume, and the hiring manager happened to be hiring at that time in reality, and he called me in. Same thing with
make it sound so easy.
Well, you need in general luck, and like anything else. And the other case with TD Bank, I think a recruiter called me. That was the first time I ever worked with a recruiter, and the guy had a connection, and that was it.
Great. Thank you. Eugene?
And for me, the entry path into the information technology happened from the quality assurance field. Because quality assurance does give a wide perspective, wide rather than deep, to business functionality, to business rules, to technology aspects. After that, it was development slash solution architect positions, and after that, technical analysis and consulting, which is pretty much business analyst, security, all the other roles within IT. And then after each role is known, then project coordination, project and program management following that.